Is this thing on?
I think I'm doing it.
Boss mode. Initiate.
The opening has completed. Hi, guys, again. I am Tori Clark, and obviously, I'm always here with
Dana Galindo.
Yes, Dinah G. Anna, welcome to Boss Mode Initiated. And I, you know what? You know, today, let's give the reins over to Dana G right away.
All right. Hey, guys, how's it going? Today, we're going to be talking about building a tribe.
That's building noises.
That's us creating a tribe. So, yeah, we kind of touched on it in the last podcast. But we thought we would dive a little bit deeper into this conversation, something that we both find very important and relevant, especially, well, I guess I shouldn't say especially now since we're in lockdown mode. But, yeah. So, all right, let's jump into it.
I do have to say, I think this is interesting that once again, we are not filming in the morning, so I get to have wine.
Oh,
and I'm excited. Yeah. Did you get wine? Do you want to grab some wine?
I mean, maybe I should. That might make
this I think more- you should. Go grab some wine.
And I'm over here in Colorado sipping on it. Just cracked it. Howling.
That is funny. I do hear the howling. It's technically 8. So
yeah, let's say I didn't realize this was a thing, actually. I was walking the dogs and all of a sudden things got really crazy outside. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I called one of my friends who also lives in this town. And I was like, is this a college thing? Are these kids hooting and hollering? Do they do this? And then she's like, no, it's just a coronavirus thing.
They're building their own tribe, Dana.
Yeah.
Howling tribe.
I think I might join that tribe. Oh!
Oh! But no, I am drinking an apothic mix of wine with cold brew coffee in it. So I'm not going to get any sleep tonight.
Jeez, do you...
No sleeping here tonight.
Do you want to get sleep tonight?
Do I ever? Like, I really do want to get sleep. I think sleep is important, but I don't get it. And then I can't wake up. And then it's sad. But it's okay. Because we're not talking about that.
I'm going to talk about it. That might be because you're drinking cold brew at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, 7 o'clock at night.
It's 7. Yeah, it's 7 my time. So it's obviously totally fine.
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. Anyway,
I'll finish it before 8. I promise.
Okay. All right. So what we're really talking about today, folks. Yeah. We're talking about building a tribe. And let's talk about what a tribe is. So I'm going to give you, of course, the textbook definition of a tribe. So a tribe is a social division in a traditional society consisting of families or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties with a common culture and dialect, typically having a recognized leader. Tori?
So I definitely... When you read that, I definitely think of Native Americans and being like, you're talking about, oh, that type of tribe. And it's like, oh, no. So I think that's the Webster Dictionary of like, yes, a tribe of people, commonality, common language, common all of this. But there is another definition of tribe. And I think this is one that is now more... when millennials like ourselves talk about it, we are talking about building this type of tribe, but it's not necessarily what we're going to be talking about today. It's about building someone or building your tribe means getting in front of like a bunch of the right people, wooing them, turning them into loyal fans or paying customers, aka using social media platforms and being a social media influencer, which when both of us decided to do a little bit of research about tribes, I think that's what came up the most.
Yeah, for sure. But building your following or your network.
Yeah.
But we're going to get a little bit more personal than that. And I think we're kind of talking about our inner circle or our tribe full of people who lift us up and help us grow. versus our following. That's a different episode, folks.
Yeah, following, which, I mean, technically we are a brand new podcast, though. We don't have much of a following, but we try really hard. I don't know. I think it's funny that building a tribe in nowadays versus, you know, the old times is more about literally having a social media following and your viewers and likes and how that represents you. I'm like, oh, geez, this is really millennial, like, right? Gen Z type of stuff going on. but like you said, we are really, I think we should define, like we always do, kind of what tribe means to us, so that when we are speaking about it, it's less of us doing, oops, it's less of us going off of someone else's definition and more of, hey, this is what we mean when we're talking about tribe.
All right. So,
having a definition of tribe for you?
Yeah. Okay. So personally to me, tribe is a group of people who we're on a more personal level. I can come to them. They can come to me. We can talk about our goals, our ambitions, the things that we're doing that maybe need outside support. It's somebody that you can benefit from. They can benefit from you.
I love it.
How about you, Tori? What is your definition of tribe?
I think I'm going to be super duper simplistic with this. And I don't know if that's offensive, but my definition of tribe are people whom I trust and respect and would literally take their opinions.
That's gold. I think you actually hit it on. No, that's gold. You hit it on the head right there, because trust and respect, those are paramount to being in your tribe.
Yeah. And I think you have to realize that, hey, if I trust and respect this person, like, I'm asking an opinion. Like I'm literally being like, usually if they're a member of my tribe, it's like, hey, should I quit my job? Like, that's not something that you ask just like, hang on, let's do a Facebook survey. If you click like, it's a yes. If you click dislike, it's a no.
Right. You want to know that you're getting some sound advice from somebody who has experience. That's another buzzword, experience within what you're asking them.
Yeah.
You want to know you're getting some good advice.
Yeah. And so I guess that would lead me into asking, like, why do you feel like you need a tribe? Because I think that is now another thing that people are really going for, besides the fact of getting a social media following, that people are striving to form tribes. And it is not the old time tribes of let's speak our own language and do our own sacrilegious thing or whatnot. And it's more of like, hey, I want to build a foundation of people for a certain reason. But why do you feel like people are now striving to build tribes?
I think personally for me, building a tribe is learning from other people, getting their perspectives, which might be different from mine. So therefore it's broadening the way that I think about something or think about things. And then another reason to build a tribe is with tribe comes opportunity. So different people might have different opportunities that they can provide to you that you wouldn't have had prior to building a tribe. And then also tribe members have other tribe members that you might not know. So therefore your tribe can grow exponentially with all sorts of different skill sets and different people. How about you? What's your reason for building a tribe?
Why I believe people are striving for tribe and why I myself am a tribe member. Let's see. So I would say that I think people are striving for tribe because people strive for community in general. And I think that when you build a community around you that you feel so secure and so trust and respect, it gives you the opportunity to be your best person, the best you can be. So I think that's why I believe I would need a tribe, or why I tribe is because I like to be held accountable. And I feel that my tribe holds me accountable and helps me try to be my best person.
That's interesting too, what you just said, because you want to make sure that you're feeling like your best self within your tribe. And if you're not, it might be time to look for a new tribe.
Ooh, dang. So, I mean, that, let's just jump into it then. So I think one of the big issues of trying to build your own tribe or wanting to be a member of a tribe is having to maybe shift what your perspective is on tribe, which is kind of what we were attempting to build. So what is an instance, like, what do you mean by, like, maybe there's something you have to do in order to be ready for tribalness, which is literally what we're talking about, not actual tribes.
Yeah, I think you need to be open-minded. I think when you're going into meeting people, I think you need to be comfortable with accepting not everybody is fit for your tribe. So kind of change the way you're thinking. Like, it's not so much like friendships that you've had with you for your whole entire life. Those are kind of people who maybe have come into your life at a different time, but this is more so what's going on within your life right now, and how do you craft and cultivate relationships with different people who are going to lift you up?
Yeah. So basically you're saying, like, there's a difference between a timely friendship and a tribe.
Yes.
Because in general, when we are talking about building a tribe, we're kind of talking about changing your ideas of who should surround you. So it's not always about your friends, people who you've had time to connect with, and that is why you guys are friends. Because I think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people meet someone, I mean, like us, like we met when we were five, and because of proximity, mm-hmm. you hang out with a certain group of people. That's what school is. Like, hey, like I rode the bus with people in my neighborhood, and those are my first initial friends because they live by me and right. I go to them. So when you start really changing your perspective on why you're hanging out with people, it goes to, hey, let's build a community of people versus building people that are just convenient.
Right. Or close to you, or you've known forever. So you probably should just keep them around forever.
Right. And I guess, yeah,
that takes energy too. And that's the thing is, right now we have finite time and finite. Well, I don't know if it's finite energy, not a science major here. I can say that when you're giving your energy to somebody who might not be reciprocating and or doesn't meet your purposes anymore, that's draining. And there's not room then to cultivate other relationships that can lift you up. So it is important to shift your mindset and think about how or who you want in your tribe.
Yeah. And I think that literally just takes you into that you need certain things. Like, you're attempting to build a community of people who kind of think like you in the moment. Like, if you're trying to grow as a person, being with people who are like, no, I'm my best self right now. I'm never changing.
Right.
Like, uh-oh. So you're not going to like what I talk about constantly, because I constantly talk about I'm trying to be better. You're going to be like, you're fine. Why do you need to change? What are you doing? And that's just holding you back. And, you know, cut those anchors off. You're trying to build a community of people who are thinking like you, who want to support you, who want leadership from you or collaboration or encouragement, celebrate your wins with one another.
And like, who are growing with you. You want people who are growing, because otherwise you're going to leave the people who aren't growing in the dirt, and you might still be connected and you might be questioning your self-worth. And that is something you don't want. You want to be confident in what you're doing and confident in the people you're hanging out with.
Yeah. I think that's really important. I like how you also kind of touched on the fact that it's okay to cut people off too. I think that gets into then, if you start cutting people off and you're shifting your perspective. So you're shifting your perspective to build up a type of community. So then how do you start, you know, putting those people in their roles? Like, what do you do? And I think that gets us to a tribe versus creating like a following, or versus just simply networking with people.
Right. Which all three, I think, are very different from each other. So depending on what outcome you're looking for, I know we kind of, networking basically is, I think, the first step, but a lot of the times I think networking doesn't. So you go, you meet with people, you're like, okay, cool. Look at me. I'm at a work event. I'm talking to all these people. We're talking about career and goals and buzzwords and innovation. You say that every once in a while, right? Yeah. And then from there, I think sometimes you leave the event and maybe you got a few business cards and you're like, woohoo, look at all these connects I got. I got some business cards in my pocket. But those business cards, they get lost. They sit on the counter, or you put them in a drawer and you kind of forget about them. And that's it. You need to be able to take networking and move it along to the next step. You need to take it up a notch. So it's going in, networking. And now, don't get me wrong, networking is great. And it's especially great because it builds confidence, because it's an uncomfortable situation. So when you're walking in there, you know you're going to go communicate with people that you don't know. You're going to have to strike up conversation, maybe in a small talk form, that hopefully grows into something more meaningful. And that takes practice. So I say start networking and then take it to the next level. Make those connections when you're networking. And once you make those connections, you know, exchange contact information and maybe invite that person who you thought was so interesting, who you thought you could grow from and maybe also benefit, you know, you could be beneficial to them. Invite them to coffee, form the connection, talk to them, cultivate the relationship. That's the important part with building the tribe. It's getting out there, making yourself uncomfortable, and then cultivating that relationship.
Yeah. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with being like, hey, yeah, networking is the basis level. Well, I guess we would be like, if we're comparing all three of these, I would say following in general is the biggest like level if we're building a pyramid in our Ponzi pyramid scheme, which we're not doing. But the biggest section, and we're trying to narrow it down to what should be most important, right?
Right.
So a following would be people who literally just like to watch what you're doing and get entertained by you, or feel you might have something good to say. It might be, in some people's cases, a fan club or something like that. And obviously, if someone is in that section, could they be bumped up? Possibly. But do they necessarily give you value of some sort? No, if there's somebody who is just like, everything you do is gold, everything you do is right, I'm your biggest fan, blah, blah, blah. Like, they don't necessarily help you get better because they're just fully in support of you. Right. And like, you can't grow off of a human that just will never tell you anything that can help you, meaning constructive criticism or anything like that. So we have this big base of following, and then it goes into that littler base of networking, because networking are people within your realm of business, whatever that realm is. They're people also looking to go beyond, because followers can be anything. Like, I am not a doctor. I am not a surgeon. But if I see like some really cool medical practice being put out, I can be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, you made that person walk again. What? I'm a fan, but I will never, ever try to give you advice on how to do that surgery because I ain't got no insight on that. But then if you go to your networking section of LinkedIn and there's a bunch of other surgeons, like, yeah, maybe those people have something to offer, but it is the next basis of like, hey, all of these people are technically professionals in the field that I'm in, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are looking to go where you're going. And I think that's where the next section gets even smaller. And that is where tribe is formed, because that are those are people like-minded, meaning they're looking to be that CEO that you're trying to be, or they're looking to use this business to form a next business because that's what they want. And you're like, holy cow, I want to do that too. Like, that's awesome. So I think it really is the fact of it's versus, because mm-hmm. it's a filtration system of
a pyramid.
I can be a follower of someone. I can be a follower of an amazing director and then also network that with them and then also get into their tribe because we want to do the exact same thing, or I have something to offer them and vice versa.
Yeah. And, or we have a connection. Sometimes it's just a natural connection, which yeah. takes it to the next level. And then all of a sudden this whole world of all the opportunities can unfold.
Yeah, exactly. And that little connection of being like, hey, I like this. Oh, I like this too. Yay. Like, I mean, we have it. Why not share somebody you have in your tribe, Dana, that you feel like we found this one little thing and that took us to the next level?
Yeah. So I guess I can, there was an experience pretty recently that I had. I went to an improv class. Had a lot of fun doing it. Definitely stepped out of my, or I should say expanded my comfort zone. The last class happened and then we went out for drinks afterwards, a couple of the people from the class. So I got to have conversation and get to know everybody a little bit more instead of in an acting way, but in a more personal way, like what are their interests, whatnot. So I got into conversation with this lady who was talking to me about consulting and, her business that she created, which was a business coaching. And I was so interested. So of course I was like, okay, I got to know more about her because first of all, I'm interested. Second of all, I know I could learn so much. Third, I have experience with finance, accounting. I think I could maybe provide something, bring something to the table. So we ended up getting coffee. And it was a click. It was instant. The moment we sat down, I think we laughed, we talked business, we talked across the board. And I was like, wow, this is somebody who I want in my tribe. I knew right away. And a lot of other things have come from that relationship, which I think is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
How about you, Tori?
Yeah. I mean, I can just say in a few instances, like one, I think what I got out of your story and what I get out of my own stories now that I really analyze them is that I think the biggest difference between like what you thought growing up friendships were and what a tribal member is, like age is just a number. It's always about who's thinking like-minded like you, because I know for a fact that I have people in my tribe that are around my parents' age. And they're in my tribe because they support and woo me on like, hey, like keep going, keep doing it. Like, can I help you in this aspect? And you're like, holy cow, like this is awesome. Like this person with so much experience sees something in me and I offer them something in return. Mm-hmm. Like I can just think of like the fame members and the fame board in general. I'm one of the youngest members of FAME, which is the Foundation of Artists Mentored in Entertainment in Chicago. And, you know, Lily from Lily's Talent Agency, the CEO, is like the head, the president of the organization. And then there's lead dancing instructors, lead actors, all this, these different types of people come together to form this, to mentor people, to mentor young artists in Chicago. And I remember when I first got involved, it was more to just, you know, help and be a person that is more of an intern. And then the more they saw what I could do, and they were like, wow, you make amazing videos. Wow, you can do this. You take pictures. You do all of this stuff. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, do you want to be a member? And I'm like, I never even thought of that. But yes, I would love to be a member. And these people, like, will go out for birthdays all together. I mean, obviously, I don't live in Chicago anymore, but they've called me, they've sent me cards. They're just so supportive. And I know that they are influencers in the industry who are just also looking to share my stuff and be active in the community that I'm in and doing good and positive things. And I'm excited that they're, you know, not only group members, but tribal members as well.
Totally. You know, I wanted to shout out my husband really quick. So he did something pretty cool. When we first moved out here, he was going to a bunch of meetups, and his goal, he wanted to network with other people who are in the tech startup industry. So he was going to meetup after meetup after meetup and talking to a bunch of different people, which was 110% outside of his comfort zone. But he went and he continually showed up. And of course, like I mentioned, the first one was uncomfortable, but then the second one gets easier and you celebrate your success. Like he celebrated his success. Like, oh, I got a contact information. We're, you know, communicating. And then eventually he ended up getting connected to one specific person who introduced him to somebody at they work for the government and they help with events for small businesses as well as tech startup week. So it was kind of a huge opportunity, and it was something that wouldn't have happened if he didn't put himself out there and start connecting with these people and cultivating those relationships. It went from one thing to another to another, like the foundation we were talking about. It started with networking, and then he was able to put these people in his cabinet, and now these people share opportunities with him. And it was so cool to see somebody else go through that process and actually watch it work and him be his authentic self. Cause
cool. Yeah, no, that's him building his tribe, and that's great. And I think that really leads into like the next step of knowing that in this community building, in this, you know, tier ranking of who is vital, who is important, who's essential for your ultimate goal, is that it does take a village or a community, and that people don't have to kind of obtain all the value that you need. Like, it's not someone who's your exact replica who like is great at everything that you do too. It's usually people who fill in areas of your life that you're either lacking or wanting to improve on. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're great at everything.
Right. There's definitely different segments, or you can't expect to get fulfillment or what you need from one specific person. It definitely takes a village to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So for instance, you might meet somebody who's that they themselves really good at networking. So then they have a bunch of people that they can introduce you to and bring you into their group. And then there you go. It's snowballing. You're learning more about different people and how they can help you. Or you might meet someone, for instance, who is a great producer and you're looking to film a video. And there you go.
Yeah. And they have, so I would almost think of it more like when I think of like really like getting down to the nitty gritty of what this means, I almost feel like, you know, how Batman has a tool belt. And like, no matter what, he will have an essential tool to fix a situation, or like all of a sudden, like all of a sudden he has clay bombs to make sure that like this water doesn't go through, and you're like, come on, Batman, really, you have all this? And it's like, yeah, because he's Batman and he is always prepared. And it's like, have a tool belt. That's what your tribe is. It's like the tool belt you wear around you. And it's like, oh boy, like I'm about to go into my tech meetup and I know no one, but I have somebody in my tribe who's a techie. I'm going to bring them with me and I'm going to feel way better because they're good at this. But I wouldn't take my tech friend out to the bars with me because they're not really good at just communicating and chilling with people. I have another person that is like the all around best bro to go out with because they're friendly and charismatic and easy to talk to. Like everybody has their little like, you know, meter of what they're good at. And you're like, hey, I'm going to value you for that specific thing. And I'm not going to hold you to everything else because I think that's really what creating your village and your tribe is, that everybody has their place and put them in that so that they excel to their maximum capacity.
Definitely. I also think it's interesting to think about it in a way where maybe you have multiple tribes.
I don't necessarily know if it is multiple tribes, but it is kind of what we were talking about. It's the tool belt of being like, yeah, I have a member of my tribe that does that. And that's how I'm going to be good at that, is me and that tribe member. Because I personally, my tribe members do not all hang out. I don't know if that's actually a huge, I guess, talking point, is I don't hang out in a tribe as like all of our members sit around and smoke, you know, weed all together or something. Like, I love how I just was thinking of like, oh, let's go sit around and smoke our pipes. But no, I don't, my members do not all hang out, but they're part of my tribe because they're connected to me. Not that they're all connected to one another.
Right. And I totally agree with that for sure. Right. You're going to have different people across the board. They can be in different states. They can be in different industries. They can be, you know, you could have a goal that you've already accomplished. Like, let's say you wanted to be a marathon runner. So you've got your friend who's a nutritionist who's like, let me prepare you for this race. And they might not communicate with the part of you who wants to build a business. Or they might not communicate with the people who you communicate with who are going to help you build a business. But I think it's interesting to think about tribes in circles sometimes to help organize, all right, who do I know? Who do I know in this industry? Because sometimes you need more than one person, especially for acting, I guess, if you even think about that. How many different people can you categorize together, even subcategorize together with different specialties within what you already do, right? Like, yeah. For instance, with the short that you produced, that might be a group of people specific to shorts or to action films or whatever. And then you might have a whole new group of people or different group of people who maybe you would communicate with for comedy or, right? Would you say it's split like that or?
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting to think about. Like I definitely think about my tribe, and I don't know if it's wrong to think about this, but how I described it is I totally do think of it as a tool belt of networkers and things like that, of, hey, if I have this project I want to do, who in this line of people that I know should I put on this project so that it excels and it gets as good as it needs to be? And all I have is this belt of people. So I'm going to pick all these people to form a project management group or a video, whatever you would like to call it. But to me, that's not a separate tribe, because no matter what, every single one of those people you have recruited, if they're all your people, they're coming to you. They're not talking within one another. And that's right. How I've always experienced it, is that they're like, if they have an issue, if they have something come up, if this, that, this, I am that leader in this little group because I've connected all those people. Mm-hmm. And so they're all coming to me. So they're my tribe. They're not their own little separate tribe. If those connections lead to someone gaining a member of their tribe, hell yeah. I would love that. That's literally why I would bring those people together is like, hey, you all share something in common because y'all wanted to be part of this project. And I know you're good at it. But I'll give you insight. People don't like each other like that. Not every member of my tribe can get along. And I have literally been requested that so-and-so not be involved if this so-and-so is also involved. And that's totally fine because that's how things are.
Right. But
if I want my tribe to be as essential and as diverse and as utilized, if it's my utility belt tribe, I will keep some people who I don't necessarily always do well with other people, but they do well with me. And as long as I tell them, yo, talk to me, let's go through me. I am your filtration. Do not talk to any other people. I will keep them in my tribe.
There you go.
It's interesting. That's how I feel. I feel like my tribe is there. If I was sort of a recruiter, those are my list of candidates.
Yeah. And I totally get that. And it's funny because for you, I think you can think of it as a whole and you can also think of it as different circles. Yeah. It's just a different way to talk about it, which is kind of cool.
I think the most important and the overall foundation of any tribe should be you should build your tribe around your why, which we both really kind of expressed what our whys were in the last episode. But just to touch up on them a little bit, basically my why is I want to share an emotional connection through my passions. I want to be able to have that moment of connection and really express myself with another person and give them the feelings that I have so that we both at that point are connected. And so my tribe of people who ask me and the people who really are the essential members of your tribe will ask you, like, why are you doing this? And if they connect with your why, most likely they instantly become your tribe member because you know who you are, you know what you're doing, and you're that driven and that passionate that these people just fall in line behind you and be like, yo, I will support you. And I also know that you're probably going to be essential to something that I do. So you're going to support me in another way. What's your why again, if you don't mind, Dana?
So my why is helping other people cultivate their passions, getting excited about humanity, helping out small businesses, figuring out the difference between emotional passion and how to be logical with your passion. I think, yeah, every connection that I've made as an adult so far that has been meaningful and somebody that I've found and taken and put in my tribe definitely aligns with my why. I think that comes down to being authentic. I think being your true self, talking like a real person, maybe letting go of your ego, being able to communicate your why to somebody else and showing your passions. Like Tori said, people will immediately connect with that and pick up the authenticity. And I think when you're surrounded by the people, as I mentioned, going to those events, maybe something that is more specific to what you are trying to accomplish instead of being so broad, you know, instead of maybe going to the bar looking for a friend, try to pick that class, try to pick that meetup that pertains to your interests, go in, share your why, be authentically you. And I think the right people will flock and your tribe will grow almost organically.
I believe you should have people in your tribe and these people should be people with purpose. And I believe that it's vice versa as well. If I'm part of your tribe, I would like to have a purpose. I think everybody strives for purpose in this existence. And if you give them that and give them that responsibility, and that reward of being, hey, you're my go-to for this, I think they really do react in a positive way and almost want to fulfill that role for you, because you are a tribe member, they are a tribe member. Give me my purpose, I will fulfill this for you, and we'll grow all together and lift each other up.
Yeah. And let's just do a quick recap. Okay, so we're saying the important things are, all right, build a tribe, shift your perspective about what a tribe is, let go of those people who are bringing you down, negative energy, who are not lifting you up. Remember the pyramid, I will say, of building a successful tribe, which is you've got your following at the bottom. Those guys are kind of interested in what you're doing. They're naturally attracted to you. They might just be your woo, you know, your fans, but they might not necessarily offer you something. Then you go the next layer up, that's networking. Those are going to those events, making those connections, which is the basis for building your tribe. So make sure to take networking a step farther, make those connections, try to cultivate those relationships. As we mentioned, it takes a village to accomplish things. So that's the reason why we want to build a tribe here. And be your authentic self. Really resonate with your why. When you're meeting people and you're trying to connect, make sure you know that yourself going into it. You know what your goals are, what you want to achieve, and let that shine through when you're cultivating those relationships with people. And in the end, it should definitely result in growing a tribe and moving along and growing. I just wanted to say thanks for tuning in. This has been an awesome episode. Glad we got to have this conversation, Tori. And I'm looking forward to future conversations.
Of course. Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, if you guys enjoyed this episode or enjoyed any of our past episodes of Boss Mode Initiated, please follow us on Instagram. We are going to be posting more things, little segments and little things that we've talked about. If you want a quick pick me up or a quick advice column of how to initiate Boss Mode, you can follow us at Boss Mode Initiated _. That's an _ after the whole title. Then we're also on Spotify and iTunes. And are we on anything else? So we're on Stitcher, Google Play, and Blueberry. Whoa, we're on all these different things. And that's thanks to the support of Tevinda Media at tevindamedia.com. And then I guess if you'd like to follow us separately, mine is at Victory Bell Cosplay for my Instagram. Just follow me there. You can find stuff about me. And Dana, where can we follow you?
You can check out my blog at www.financebabe.com. Perfect. Or my Instagram at DanaJoy_XO. I post a lot of mountain pictures. So
she lives in Colorado.
Shame. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks guys so much. This has been great. Tune it out. Boss Mode.